Shane Byrne, the Cup adventure has come to an end, but, you know, everybody gave it their all. You battled hard. You couldn't have asked for much more of the lads. In the end, 2-0 was probably a fair result because, you know, you kept them at bay for a large part of the game.
Well, I thought, Chris, being honest, we always knew they were going to have a lot of possession of the ball, and that's the way it worked out. But our shape was good. We limited them to you know, very few chances. And the longer the game went on, we always thought we were going to get a chance. You know, I didn't think 2-0 was a fair result, in fairness with you. I think the 2 goals that I got were 2 mistakes from us. One was a header that two of our players ran into one another. No communication, bad header out, and Michael O'Connor mishit it. I said he studs into the back of the net and it missed about 10 players. But the second one, we had possession of the ball, and Stevie played just a slack pass and he intercepted it and scored. You get punished at that level if you make mistakes, but 75 minutes or 70 minutes we were well on it, 0-0, and you always thought, listen, we'll get a chance. We did get a chance towards the end with a header that was cleared off the line. But listen, we put on a very, very good performance where our shape was good. We're very disciplined in what we did, and I'm delighted with the performance. Just 2 mistakes.
Yeah. And what did you say to the lads at half time? Because I mean, things were going more or less to plan.
They were going 100% to plan, Chris. We knew the first 10-15 minutes of the second half were going to be very difficult as well. They would come at us. They were squabbling with one another coming off the pitch, and when we had them rattled, we went through the first 20 minutes of the second half and 25 minutes of the second half still 0-0, and we knew that we were done at this stage. And as I say, then just a couple of tired. I mean, they're 3/4 of the way through their season. We're in our pre-season, so fitness was always going to command it, and it definitely did. I mean, the both goals were tired legs and tired minds, you know. But very, very proud of the boys.